Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain Crypto News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from March 16, 2020 to March 20, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments in fintech. On March 16, here were the news. Baidu employee jailed for mining crypto on 200 company servers. US woman gets 13 years in jail after funding ISIS with cryptocurrency. Bakkt raises $300 million Series B from Microsoft, Pantera. Vertilo to tokenize 22 securities worth $200 million on Tezos blockchain. Bitcoin sinks below $5,000 despite Fed Reserve's slashing of interest rates. Bank of Russia says new digital assets bill will outlaw crypto trading, issuance. Does crypto need circuit breakers? Last week's price crash ignites a debate. SEC proposal could eventually unleash security token sales. Price drop casts pall over Bitcoin miners' equipment upgrades. On March 17, here were the news. Coinbase card users can now make crypto-backed payments with Google Pay. Binance launches $50 million blockchain for India Fund. Opera browser adds Apple Pay, debit card cryptocurrency purchase options. Fintech think tank takes legal action against Cardano Foundation. Overstock hit by two more SEC subpoenas in December. Gemini's Nifty Gateway bets on celebs to drive interest in crypto collectibles. Swedish central bank bids to host BizHub for digital currency research. Bitcoin is now undervalued, suggests this price metric. MakerDAO's problems are a textbook case of governance failure. On March 18, here were the news. Toyota reveals blockchain lab exploring auto industry applications. Canadians get U.S. jail time for stealing 23 Bitcoin in Twitter scam. Regulated exchange launches in U.S. with crypto-backed Visa card offering. Argentina's gas regulator greenlights industry blockchain built with RSK Tech. Canada's financial crimes watchdog gets ready for FATF compliance. Caitlin Long's Wyoming crypto bank announces C-suite, including Bitcoin Core Dev. BitGo allows customers to extend crypto insurance cover over $100 million. Wave Financial to tokenize $20 million worth of bourbon for new whiskey fund. Bitcoin faces another down day as equities reject stimulus efforts. Banks have to embrace distributed ledger tech, even if it kills them. Tezos co-founder turns to gaming with Hearthstone competitor. On March 19, here were the news. Thai remittance platform starts processing Ripple payments. Swiss blockchain exchange SDX hires consensus startup boss to head business. Judge calls out Kleiman attorneys over excessive fees in Craig Wright case. Storj's decentralized cloud storage service Tardigrade goes live. VC deals in crypto remain steady but amount invested fell in 2019, report. CME Bitcoin options volume hits record low, while Bakkt goes weeks with no trades. Bitcoin sees 9% gain as turmoil hits the Forex markets. Crypto progressives become conservative with their own chains. On March 20, here were the news. 80% of Australians know about crypto but only 1% use it, central bank study. Steam hard forks today over fears of Justin Sun power grab. Crypto lender Cred is offering investors 10% interest with Spencer Dinwiddie partnership. Customized crypto options seeing record demand from funds, miners, says GSR. Bitcoin claws back over 40% of recent price sell-off with surge above $6,800. What an uptick in coin joins says about Bitcoin's value proposition. How to escape contracts that are killing your company during coronavirus. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.